Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is the president of the 92nd Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival, Barry Carper. Welcome to the show, Barry. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you for the opportunity to get with your listeners about the fantastic 92nd Festival.
This year's 10-day festival starts on Friday, and the theme this year is It's Bloom Time. Well, I guess it is bloom time. What's your excitement level about that?
Well, I can say that our excitement level all across the bloom, and here I'm speaking for probably 1,000 or so volunteers, and we are all excited.
It's really amazing how many volunteer hours go into pulling this off.
Yes, it's a year-round effort. In fact, as we prepare for the next festival, the 2020 festival, we'll be doing what we did this year. And right after the festival is over, every festival is over, we gather in different groups and different departments and review what it was we did and how we did it and should we tweak and change and modify and improve and all kinds of things like that. That happens right after the festival is over. In fact, probably starting about 2 weeks after. We'll take a break of a week, and then we'll start right in reviewing and preparing. And then this summer, we'll start our formal planning process for the festival. We'll work on the budget. We'll work on what events we might want to change or add or delete. And we will we'll get that budget done in the fall, and so that the real details can get underway, and we can start working on the festival coming up. So, and then we get a large wave. I keep calling it a wave of activity that happens come January of each year. That's when we really start kicking off the effort to plan and work through the festival, and it builds to a crescendo.
Well, sponsors, of course, always crucial to a successful festival. So, too, the cooperation of area authorities and governments. This truly is a community event, isn't it?
You're exactly right. Besides the 1,000 or so volunteers, I can't give them enough credit to. Sponsorship is a key part of the revenue stream that keeps the festival able to do what it does, which is about 45 events total under the festival's umbrella. We also, of course, owe a lot to our ticket buyers. It's not just sponsors. So it's a combination of ticket buyers and sponsors and the local governments who support us so much, the public safety departments of the local city, county, state, are just amazing. They really give it all during this time. And I'm talking about the police, fire departments, rescue, medical facilities, all are contributors to making this the wonderful, huge event that it is.
You mentioned it earlier, there's always changes with the Apple Blossom Festival. One of the big ones started last year with the Shenandoah University Event Center becoming home to many of the large and popular Bloom events. How has that worked out?
That partnership, we call it a partnership, and with Shenandoah University has worked out wonderfully. Its biggest impact has been the availability of a large event venue, which is environmentally controlled. So in past years, before that was available to us, our very large events were held in a tent, in a large tent, but it was difficult to control moisture, humidity, it was difficult to control temperature, so forth. This gave us an opportunity to bring those large events indoors. That's a long-term relationship. We have a long-term agreement with Shenandoah University. Tracy Fitzsimmons, president of Shenandoah University, has been an ardent supporter of the festival, and we appreciate her and all of Shenandoah University's team's efforts to work closely with us and get this done. So it's working wonderfully.
Sports breakfast is new this year, being over at the Event Center.
That's true. We recognized in the past couple of years that we simply ran out of space. Sports celebrity figures are so important to the area. There are so many followers of so many different kinds of sports. It's an event that has grown considerably, and this venue gives us an opportunity to expand that event.
I'm Robert Allen talking with Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival President Barry Carper. Let's continue talking about events and more on what's new this year.
We've got a couple of new or changed events, improved event, I'll call it. One of those is Thursday night, May the 2nd, at the Wilkins Center. We'll be doing a Motown dance party, specifically Motown music. Brought in a well-known band from New York City who is going to be called Shadows of the 60s. They are the elite of the Motown music genre bands. So we're very excited to have them come, and that's on Thursday night at Wilkins. The other one that I will mention here is a changed event, which is the title of it is the Bluegrass and Classic Country event. It is on Sunday, May the 5th. This year, we're excited to have it offer essentially two types of music that are related. We're going to offer that on the same day under the same tickets. You can buy one ticket and go to both. We're going to have three outstanding bluegrass bands on that Sunday. And then following that, we're going to have a special show by Robbie Lyman and his band. And they're going to be doing a Hank Williams senior show. And also, they're going to have a singer who sings Patsy Cline. So we wanted to, this year, make sure that one of the greatest music entertainers associated with our area, and that, of course, is Patsy Cline, that we had the ability to showcase that music somewhere in the festival. This was the right place to do it, and that will be on Sunday, May the 5th. It's all day, and we're going to have a barbecue, an optional barbecue luncheon that's not included in the ticket price. That's going to be a great event. Being at Shenandoah University, it also happens to be very close by to where the Weekend in the Park will be active on that Sunday. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, since I just did mention Weekend in the Park, our wonderful celebrity that's coming, our cartoon celebrity, Peppa Pig. Peppa will be here on Sunday, May the 5th, and that'll be exciting, along with all the other activities and things that are going on at Weekend in the Park.
The free events, those are always great. They're the big ones. You've got fireworks on Friday, May the 3rd, the firefighters parade that evening leading up to the fireworks, and of course, the grand feature parade on May 4th. That's the main event, and that's the best place to see the celebrities, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You're going to see the celebrities that are here on Saturday go through the parade. There's one other free event that I'd like to touch on, which is the Fire Truck Rodeo, which is on Friday at Millbrook High School starting in the morning. And that is a fast-growing event. It's free. Bring the kids. There's things for kids to do. There's antique fire trucks. There are new fire trucks. Kids can actually get in a fire truck. Lots of things to do. And it's a big event, and it is growing quickly. So that one's also free. The festival has a heritage of providing access to free events for all ages. And one of the responsibilities of the president and the board is to continue that tradition, making sure that we provide low-cost or free events available to the public.
The official festival souvenir store and ticket outlet is located 1849 South Pleasant Valley Road this year. That's right beside Jersey Mike's. Been a good location for you guys?
Yes, been a good location. Easy parking. The store is open. It has an open feeling to it. You can walk in there. You can buy tickets to the events that still have tickets. Plus, you can find some very, very nice values in there as well.
The Apple Blossom Carnival, another popular event in its traditional location behind Ward Plaza. Also, the traditional availability every day of the festival except Monday, April 29th, the one dark day. And Ride for One Price will be offered every day again this year. What do you like best about the Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival?
I'm a longtime resident of Winchester in Frederick County. I grew up here, and we moved back here. My wife and I moved back here some years ago. My first memory of the festival was my mom would take me to the parade each year and to see Lucille Ball drive by in the Grand Feature Parade in 1964 with her bright orange and red hair. That was my memory as a child. When we moved back here, I wanted to get involved and joined the Winchester Host Lions Club, who has responsibility for the Grand Feature Parade, and became involved through that. My memories are many. Some of the celebrities stand out, Dan Aykroyd and others, many others, and just the feel of it, the smiles on the kids' faces. The children are excited, we're excited, and we do everything we possibly can to showcase not only the area, its diversity. That's important. We are a growing and more diverse community than we were years back when I was a child, and we want to celebrate all of that. And that's what the festival is all about. It started in 1924 as a celebration of agriculture and the area, and we've managed to continue that celebration to this day. We're just excited to be part of that heritage and excited to be part of the festival. The memories are many, so very happy to be part of this and involved in it. I couldn't do it without all of the others, the community and the volunteers, and we have some year-round paid staff that keep our headquarters building open. Our executive director, John Rosenberger, and others. We really, really owe a lot to everyone involved that make this the success that it is.
If people want more information on the festival, keep up with all the details, the news, and other things, you've got a great website, also active on social media. Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival President Barry Carper, we thank you so much for being on the show. Happy Bloom.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we think that we're going to have a wonderful festival. We know we're going to have a wonderful festival this year.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.